Springbok 930 dossier. Every day at this time, we bring you dramatized stories of excitement, romance, and suspense from the files of interesting and fascinating people.
We present The Veil of Darkness, a story of violence and intrigue by Ron Evans. Lay entwined with Violetta under the rough canvas tent. I was tired, yet somehow unable to sleep, and a feeling of uneasiness began to butterfly in my stomach. Then it came to me what was wrong. I sat up, slipped on some clothes, and crept out of the tent. It was dark, and few people could be seen, apart from a number of armed sentries. I asked for Captain Sanders, and was told he'd just returned. I found where he'd pitched his tent. The Russian officer, Dmitri, was with him.
So, you're not going with us, Dmitri?
We have all agreed to stay together. The English colonel has canceled the order preventing the men and women from staying together. And at first light, we are returning to Rajik Pass.
Oh, damn it all. We can't, Dmitri.
The colonel has also decided to maintain the truce with the SS.
It's too late, man.
Oh, hi, Paul. What's too late?
Well, I called off the truce, and now Dmitri tells me we're going back to the pass.
Yes. Colonel Horden changed his mind after Lady Agnes put a little pressure on.
We will be cut to pieces. Major Shear has called a meeting of his officers, and we're now at war again.
Oh, no. Did you specify a time?
No, Paul. The truce ended when I passed Sergeant Ryan's rear guard.
Oh, hell, now we're really in trouble. Yeah. Have you told anybody else?
Well, I've only just got back, and Dmitri nailed me.
Mm. How far are the Germans from Rajik Pass?
2 miles the other side. We're 8 miles away.
We better tell Major Ramsden and the colonel.
Well, I'm going ahead to bring back my patrols.
Okay, Dmitri. If we're not here, follow us up as a rear guard, will you?
If it is possible, now.
You go and snatch what sleep you can, Paul. I'll see Ramsden myself.
I'll try, but whatever happens, we'll have to move fast.
Oh, don't I know it. For all we know, the SS could be moving up on us right now.
Martin, you did the honorable thing by warning Major Shear that the truce was over, but you should have specified a time for its ending. Even noon tomorrow would have been all right.
Yeah, I know that now, Major, but well, I was feeling a bit angry.
In war, a man must use his head, not his heart.
Sir.
I'd better call Colonel Horden and give him the bad news, but I can guess what his attitude will be.
Goodness me, Ramsden, I knew no good would come of this. I was right the first time. We must push on to northwest to Dubrovnik. I should never have allowed myself to be talked out of it.
We'll have to widen our patrols to prevent the SS from outflanking and encircling us. That was their tactic before we called the truce.
Yes, do it. Use the partisans.
Oh, they've gone.
Gone? Where to?
Back into the hills around Komasek. A few of their women agreed to remain behind.
So the blighters have left us in the lurch. I suppose we can expect it from them.
Well, Kovacs agreed to help us as far as the pass. We're now 8 miles past it. He kept his promise.
Is there no way of contacting him?
Well, perhaps one of the women.
On second thoughts, no. We'll manage on our own. At first light, we shall continue our march along the valley. All I need do is keep the SS at arm's length. Send young sail out to lay mines, as we originally planned.
Excuse me, sir. May I make a suggestion?
Carry on.
Perhaps Sanders or I could go back to Major Shear and ask him to reinstate the truce.
I never liked the idea of the truce in the first place. No, it would make us out to be fools.
I think the truce should have been maintained whichever direction we marched.
It's all in the past now, Ramsden. send out sail of his mine-laying party, and don't forget to widen the perimeter of our patrols.
Very good, sir.
Well, sir, did he blow up?
Actually, he took it quite calmly. It was an excuse for him to carry on along this valley as he originally intended.
Yeah, well, Shear's gonna come up behind us tomorrow and convert us to dead meat. There'll be no stopping him.
I know, Saunders, but what can I do?
Look, I could go back and tell Shear it was a mistake.
You'll get shot at minutes after you leave St. Ryan's men.
Well, I'll take the chance.
No, don't risk it. Have you got a light?
Oh, sure.
Thanks. It might be a better suggestion if you and the others took off to Rajak Pass as you intended. After all, there's no reason why you lot should die like rats in a trap.
Oh, I've already thought that through. By the time I've aroused everyone and got on the road, it'll be after 2. By then, Shear will have sent up men to cover our rear guard. We will run right smack into them.
Go up into the hills and wait for the SS to pass by.
Yeah, we could do that. Oh, I don't know. Say, who's that?
Looks like Dimitri.
Yeah.
Didn't you say he was going ahead to call in his men?
Yeah, well, something's brought him back.
We're here, Dimitri.
Who's that with him?
Look, he's holding the fellow by the scruff of the neck.
One of my men was bringing his prisoner in.
Who is he?
Calls himself Andrei Kossart. He mistook my men for a German patrol. Borodkin played up to him. He asked to be taken to Major Sear.
I see. So the fellow's a spy for the Germans, eh? Can he speak any English?
Well enough, Major.
Why did you want to see Major Sear?
I was bluffing. I thought I had accidentally run into a German patrol.
You're lying, Kozat. How would you have known the German commander's name? Spies get shot, Kozat.
I'm no spy. I keep sheep down the valley.
What was the message you had for Major Shear?
I have no message.
The message can be painfully extracted from you. Is that what you want?
No, please. I can tell you nothing.
Dimitri, my patience is exhausted. Take him off and find out all you can, and then shoot him.
No, please.
Come,
please.
Let us have a talk.
No, I cannot tell you anything.
You're getting harder, Major. Will you really let Dimitri shoot him?
Does it matter? Well, back to more important matters. I'd better call on Lieutenant Sale and his mine-laying party.
Hey, Dimitri's bringing him back.
One lie, and I tear you apart with my hands, huh?
Yes.
What is it, Dimitri?
He says...
He tells you, Major.
You will not kill me if I answer your questions? I have a family, a wife, 2 boys, a girl. They...
Tell me everything, and I'll promise you your life.
I received a message to take to Major Shear. It is here, in my hat.
Well, come on, let me see it. It's in German, by the look of it. Here, you can understand this, Saunders.
Let's have a look, sir. It's gobbledygook, sir.
You mean code?
Well, probably. I can work on it.
Well, Lieutenant Sale knows some of the German codes. Take it to him.
Oh, yeah. I'll be as quick as I can.
Can you understand it, Kozat?
No. I was just told to take it to Major Shear. It is very urgent.
Who told you?
It was a message direct from General Walder of the Waffen-SS headquarters.
Yeah, interesting. But what I want to know is, who actually handed you that piece of paper?
I wrote it out.
How? I mean, how did you get the message to write out in the first place?
Radio.
Radio?
Yes.
You have a wireless transmitter?
Yes.
Battery operated?
Yes, there's no electric in my cottage.
How far away is this cottage of yours?
5 kilometers down the valley.
Dimitri, take this man to his house and bring back the wireless transmitter and whatever batteries you can find.
Yeah.
Any objection, Cosette?
No.
Take 12 men with you, Dimitri, and be as quick as you can. This is like a prize from heaven. At last we'll be able to get through to Allied intelligence.
What will you do with me?
The war's over for you, Kozat.
You will keep me as prisoner?
For a while, yes.
Until you meet the Panzer tanks?
That won't be for a while yet.
Tomorrow, perhaps.
Eh? What do you mean?
I was told that after delivering the message, I am to meet the tanks and guide them into the valley.
You're telling me the absolute truth, Kozat?
A group of Panzers was ordered out this afternoon. They will not be far away tomorrow.
Coming from the north?
Yes.
Oh, no. So we're already trapped.
You will have to surrender.
How many tanks?
20.
Oh, it's bloody hopeless.
Before you surrender, will you let me go? I told you all I can.
If you've told me the truth, yes, I'll let you go.
No, you should hang him.
No. He may yet prove useful. Oh, why didn't we go into Roger Pass in the first place?
I thought you had. It is the reason I mistook the patrol for a German one. You could have been well inside the pass by now and approaching the western end. The SS would have had to follow you on foot.
You sound as though you've suddenly changed sides, Kozak.
Ah, the Yugoslavs. They're always changing sides. They change loyalties like an infantryman changes his socks.
Can I ask you a question?
What is it?
Why did you not go into Rajek Pass?
Well, it was thought there was no way through to the west.
Oh, there is.
Do you know it?
This is my country.
You can guide us?
I can.
No, Major. He could lead us into a trap.
We're already in a trap, Dmitri.
We cannot go back.
Somehow, Dmitri, we have to. You, Cosette, come with me to see Colonel Horden.
Just managed to fall into a deep sleep when Captain Saunders called me. I crawled out of the canvas and peered at him. He held a slip of paper out to me.
I'm sorry to break up the romance, Paul, but Major Rams and things you might be able to decipher this.
What is it?
One of the locals was taking it to Major Shear. Dimitri's men managed to intercept him.
I see.
The dope thought they were Germans. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you make it out?
Right, hang on a minute. I need more light. Let me fix this.
Yeah. I don't know what you'll make of it. It looks like a load of gobbledygook to me.
There you look. Yes. Numbers and letters. I worked for a while in our deciphering branch in London, you know.
So you can make sense of it?
Well, not yet. These things take time.
Yeah, we haven't got a lot.
Yes, I know. This could be SZL-47. Yes, if I substitute the fourth letter for the seventh and vice versa, then the S becomes a Z and the Z becomes an L. Yeah, that could work. And if it does, it's a pretty old code they've used.
Well, how long do you reckon it'll take?
Well, if it's what I think it is, about half an hour, perhaps less.
Okay, Paul, get weaving. I'll be with Major Ramsden when you're finished.
So, there is definitely a way through the pass. A pity I didn't know this yesterday. No need to look at me like that, Ramsden. I wasn't willing to accept the childhood memory of a chit of a girl. But this is different. You, Cosette, should be shot as a spy. You do realize that, don't you?
The officer said that he would not kill me if I helped you.
It is not for this officer to say. Now, about this wireless of yours. It is not on fixed frequencies?
No.
Good. We will find it very useful.
If you get a chance to use it, sir. If we meet up with those panzers late tomorrow, a radio will certainly not save us.
If only we had some anti-tank weapons. I don't suppose your partisan friends have any?
I told you, sir, they left earlier this evening.
Damn nuisance. Have you extended the patrols, Major?
Yes, sir.
And the men are out laying mines?
Not yet, sir.
Why?
I was about to order Lieutenant Sale to organize his party when Dmitri brought this man in. Captain Saunders sent the coded message to Sale in the hope that he could decipher it.
Ah, yes, I see. Lieutenant Arkanov, take the prisoner outside for a minute while I talk to Major Ramsden.
Good turn. Come on, Kulak.
Look, Ramsden, I've been thinking about this truce we had with the damned SS. If it could be extended for a little while longer, sufficient time for us to go back and into the Rajek Pass, why, it would be the answer to most of our present difficulties.
Well, I agree, sir.
And you were saying something earlier about the possibility of Captain Saunders going back to Major Shear.
I think it's too late now, sir. He wouldn't get very far beyond our rear guard.
Damn it, all man, he could try.
It's one man's life being risked to save us all a small price to pay.
Well, if Saunders is willing, yes.
Of course he will. The man's a soldier.
Well, a former U.S. Army Air Force pilot, sir. Not quite the same thing. And he's under no obligation to take orders from us.
Oh, that's the trouble with having allies. You never know where you stand with them.
Look, I'd be willing to go and see Scheer. After all, the truce was originally negotiated by me.
I don't think I can afford to lose you, Ramsden. No, I can't agree to that. Oh, it's you, Sale.
Yes, I'm looking for Captain Saunders, sir.
The coded message. Did you manage to break it?
Yes, sir. It was a simple one. It's the old SZL-47.
Oh, yes, I know it. I wonder why they used an old one like that.
Is it possible that they wanted it to fall into our hands?
Yes, that's a factor we must consider. Right, let me see it. I see. Now, this is the original, and this is the translation. My German's a little rusty, but...
Excuse me, sir. I've written an English translation on the other side.
Ah, yes. Why, this is just what we need. It's an instruction to Major Scheer to withdraw and immediately bring his battalion back to HQ.
There's more, sir.
Oh, yes, I see. A panzer group has already been dispatched to eliminate us. Oh. So this Yugoslav chappie was telling the truth about a panzer group. Well, the answer to our problem is quite simple. Once Major Scheer has this message, he will obey and withdraw. Then we march back to Rajik Pass and head for the coast.
But how will he get the message, sir?
Things are never as easy as they appear. Perhaps if Saunders goes back and tells Scheer about the intercepted message...
Now, Scheer's unlikely to swallow it, even though he has been expecting a message ordering him back east. He's been out of communication with his HQ, and that gave him the excuse to continue following us deeper into the mountains. Scheer doesn't want to receive this order because it means his battalion will be sent to fight the Russians.
Oh, dear, this is so damned complicated. But if he did receive the message, then he'd be forced to withdraw.
I suppose so, sir, but now there's no truce, he'll probably overrun us before he does. It wouldn't delay him for more than a few hours.
Wait, I've an idea.
Sir?
You said earlier that this Yugoslav chap is willing to work for us.
Well, yes, sir, but there's no gauging his reliability.
Why don't we release him and let the fellow take the message to Major Scheer?
Well, he'd be sure to tell Scheer that we know its contents.
So what? There's nothing in it we don't know already. It won't alter the fact that the message comes from General Fowler.
Well, I suppose it might work.
Lieutenant Sale, tell Dmitri to bring in his prisoner.
Yes, sir.
Yes, something else I've thought of. Let the chap tell Scheer we captured him. It will work to our advantage. Ah, here he is. Now, Cosette, I've come to a decision on your future. Don't look so downcast, man. You can perform a service for us. Are you willing?
Yes, Colonel.
Right, I am releasing you, and you can take your message to Major Scheer as you were ordered to. Lieutenant Arkanov, we'll see you through our rear guard, and from then on, you're on your own.
You want the Germans to get the message?
Of course. And you can also tell Major Scheer that we captured you and deciphered it. Tell him that as a token of good faith, we have allowed you through.
Good faith?
You will take a second message, one I shall write, explaining certain matters to Major Scheer. Can I depend on you to deliver it, Cosette?
Yes.
And bear in mind, you will be working in the interests of both Major Scheer and myself.
Yes, I'll do it.
But first, I want you to write a note to your wife explaining that she is to hand over your radio equipment to my men.
Very well.
I can promise you that no one will be harmed.
Colonel Horden's mental gymnastics were suddenly so frenetic that Major Ramsden and I looked at each other in surprise. I had a feeling he was being somewhat hasty in his decision, but couldn't put a finger on what I felt was wrong. Without consulting us regarding its contents, he penned a quick note addressed to Major Scheer. While he did so, the Yugoslav wrote a note to his wife. Horden's note was handed to Kozat, and Dmitri was ordered to take him through Sergeant Ryan's rearguard on his way to the SS lines. Then I was dispatched with 10 Commonwealth soldiers to Kozat's cottage to bring back the radio equipment. We had to move fast if we were to be back before dawn. When Colonel Horden and Major Ramsden were alone, the Colonel sent an orderly to fetch Captain Saunders.
Well, Ramsden, all we need do now is wait and hope for the best.
May I know the contents of the note you sent to Major Shear?
Oh, it's no secret. I asked him if he were agreeable to an extension of the truce, and that Captain Saunders will be sent to attend the arrangements at 0400. Presuming this Yugoslav gets through with his message, the Germans will be expecting Captain Saunders.
I can't help feeling that we're overlooking something, sir.
I have considered every possible eventuality, Ramsden. Of course, a lot depends on Major Scheer's feelings when he receives his orders. These foreigners can be damned erratic, you know.
Kozat knew every inch of the route, and when he passed through Sergeant Ryan's rear guards, he climbed up the side of the valley. After dodging two German patrols, he came down to the camp and surrendered himself, demanding to be taken directly to Major Scheer. Instead, he was taken to the Major's adjutant, Leutnant Weser, to whom he poured out his story and handed over the two messages. After a cursory glance at them, Weser called his commandant.
I wish these Britishers would make up their minds, Weser. After making me spend half the night in planning a strategy, they decide to ask for the truce to continue.
Yeah.
Have you finished decoding that message yet?
I won't be long, Herr Major.
I don't know what to make of these people. It is as though... Yeah, I know what the reason might be.
Well?
When I spoke to this American, Captain Saunders, he did not seem very happy about this new commander, Colonel Horden. Yeah. This is the pig-headed man who does not believe in making deals with the enemy, no matter what the advantage is to himself. Yeah, he is the man who called off the truce and was treacherously not ready to warn us. Now it would seem that Major Ramsden has made him see sense. Do you think that is the case, Weser?
Yeah, Herr Major.
Yeah. But now they are not going into Rajek Pass. A truce is not necessary. We can pursue and harry them for days and days. A week or two at least.
I do not think so, Herr Major.
No? Why?
I have just finished decoding the message.
Let me see. I see. Oh. So General Volda is getting very desperate if he finds it necessary to send me a message by these means. The contents are predictable. But what is this?
We will meet a group from the 9th Panzer Division by the day after tomorrow, if we continue on our present route.
Yeah, and then we shall have no more excuses for staying here. Oh, in 10 days, we could be facing those damned Bolshevik hordes to the east.
I can see two alternatives, Himayo.
I'm listening, Reza.
You could wipe out the column of fugitives now, tonight, and then slowly turn back the way we came.
Yeah, but we will gain very little time by doing that.
The second alternative is to induce the fugitives to enter Rajek Pass. Then we can follow them through.
Trap them and starve them out. Yeah, it could take weeks. Tanks would be useless in the pass. It is infantry country.
Herr Major, we would not be able to starve them out.
Why?
Because they can reach the coastal plain from the western end of the pass.
They can. But were we not told that there is no way through?
There is a way. And this Yugoslav spy knows it. We could follow them, catch them up on the coastal plain, and force their surrender before they can reach the sea.
Yeah, even better. By the time all this has been done, the infernal war might be over. Good thinking, Weser. But the spy, is he willing to guide us?
I think so.
If he refuses, I can have him tortured and shot for giving information to the enemy. We can always say he escaped from the British, who had confiscated his coded message. Therefore, our instruction from General Volda was never received. Yeah, Weser, it all fits very nicely. Please make arrangements with our advanced patrols to watch for Captain Saunders.
And the Yugoslav?
Keep him under guard until we know which way the ball is bouncing. And now, Weser, I would appreciate a few more hours' sleep.
One thing does puzzle me, Herr Major. Why would the British send us one of the few men who can guide us over the pass?
That is a mystery, Weser. Are they really that stupid?
It would appear.
There's no accounting for the way their minds work.
The Veil of Darkness was written by Ron Evans, produced by Yolan Dotman, and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Springbok 930 Dossier, dramatized for broadcasting and brought to you on Springbok Radio.